of music.
Fading out in the background is a song called Adui. This was one of the songs we really danced to and enjoyed so much because of the meaning. Those days when, we had few artists and few songs will actually trend. It is a song that comes in from the guest I'm with here, and that is Young Lemon.
Yeah, ma.
Yes, Young Lemon.
Yeah.
Auntie Dectus, time and honor to welcome you for the podcast today.
It's my pleasure as well.
It's really been a while since.
That is true.
Yeah, you got lost.
I was just cooking my brain up.
You're going to tell us more about that.
Yeah, man.
Otherwise, the listener, this podcast is powered by Zamora Promotions, and we're coming to you live from Stars Avenue Records.
Yeah.
And you can always come here for productions, your audio productions, commercial adverts, and so much more. You can find Stars Avenue here in Onjivu, and producer Litan will always be at your service anytime you want. Meanwhile, Zamora Promotions is for your promotions, brand building, and events organization. In case you need Zamora Promotions service, you can contact him on 0786-666-322. Straight to the point,
yeah.
Young Lemon.
Yes, boss.
How are you?
I'm clear.
Who is Young Lemon?
Young Lemon is a young guy, aged though.
Young and
very,
aged.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My real name is called Adrico Lawrence.
Adrico
Lemon.
Lawrence Lemon.
Yeah.
So you mean Lemon is your real name?
That is my name.
It's even there on your academic documents?
Nah. Mm. National ID.
It's there on the national ID?
Yep.
But not on the documents?
Nah.
You mean it doesn't cause confusions anywhere?
No way.
Okay. Yes, go ahead introducing yourself.
Sure. Adrico Lawrence, aged 28. Mm. Married man.
Mm. Married to how many wives?
Married to one woman only.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now, where did Adrico Lawrence study from?
I studied my primary from your primary school.
Okay.
Okay. From P1 to P3.
Mm.
Then from there, we shifted to Ombachi. That was in 2002. Mm. But you, I started like from
P4.
Yes.
P4. And you completed your P7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about secondary?
Secondary.
Mm-hmm.
I first joined Mandela Comprehensive.
Okay.
2008.
Mm.
Then, due to some ups and downs,
mm.
I left.
Mm.
Then from there, I went to Mandi Public.
Mm.
That was in it too. I also dropped out.
Mm.
I went to Mandi Progressive.
Mm.
Senior 2 as well.
Mm.
Then Senior 3, I went to Alliance Global College.
That's
of course, we used to call it Global Campus here.
Yes, that's where you completed your O-level.
Definitely.
Now, the movements from Mandela to Manibe Public to Wandi Progressive and then to Alliance, why all this in just a level?
Because my parents were not well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was issues related to financial constraints.
Yeah, yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
Then, could that also be now one of the reasons why you became the Young Lemon as an artist we know today?
Of course, I learned a lot.
Mm.
Going to so many schools. You know, you reach an environment, you discover different things. Mm. You reach the other one, yet God has really given you the talent.
Yes.
You understand? So I go to discover myself. By the time I reached one day, we started doing drama kind of stuff. You know, that's when I started doing temporary love kind of stuff. Then we couldn't be given chance like to record from there.
Yeah.
Then the moment I reached Alliance, I was elected as the entertainment prefect. Yes. After being elected as the entertainment prefect, you know, we needed like to entertain our fellow students. You understand?
Yeah.
Then I got some chance to know somebody called.
Yeah,
he's so restless.
True.
Yeah, that's when I got the chance to see him. We went to record the first track that was Temporary Love, which I did with DJ Popa.
Oh, that was your first track ever?
That was my first track.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Which year was that?
That was way back 2012.
And since then, your head has always been raised in
of
high.
Of course.
Now, you went to Jack P as an artist or to join his label by then?
I didn't go like to join his label. Mm. I went as an artist. Mm. And by then we used a foreign beat. Mm. After that, he discovered that there was some vocal power in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. He took note of that. I got signed into Rogota family. Yeah, yeah.
But then the young lemon we got to know was the young lemon of Monster Family.
Now,
what happened between the movements? Okay, from Rogota Vampire, is it Rogota Vampire? Or
Rogota Family.
Rogota Family.
By then it was called Rogota Family.
Okay.
To Monster. I just wanted to move. Okay. Mm. I didn't want to stay in one position.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to discover so many things. That's why I went to Rogota Family.
So you wanted to view more challenges in life?
That is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then which song actually brings you to the limelight?
To be honest, the first track that brought me to the limelight was Aziza.
Oh,
Aziza
yes. Nichi.
That is
which year was that?
It was way back 2014.
That was under Monster Family?
Of course.
Now, was that the second song? Aziza.
That was my heart song.
The second song was?
Do It For Me.
And these are songs we don't know. Sure. We really don't know.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
by the way, the fact is, it takes time for an artist
to be discovered.
That is true.
So that's why you took long to get
discovered. Yeah, and it's persistence. Believe in yourself. Mm. You make things come true. Not so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
But now, the young lemon we knew of 2014 is not the young lemon we know now in 2021.
Why?
In fact, I should be asking you why. Because, well, during those days, you'll do a number of hits. Because I remember after doing Aziza, there was a certain song you also did.
Yeah.
And then I can't recall the title.
That was Adui.
Adui, yes. Yeah. So basically, you were dropping hit after hit.
Yeah.
Then there was a reggae song you released. Those
Love songs. Doctor.
Uh huh. Yes. So this, and then there was also a song you did with this boy from Nebi, Baby Style.
Romeo and Juliet.
Very good.
And Twinkle Star.
Uh huh. Yeah. Now, since then, after that song, you went off the scene.
Okay.
What has been happening?
Let me explain to you one thing. Mm. As you're starting your journey, you must be vigorous. You understand?
Mm.
Then it reaches a certain moment. You have to now focus on maintenance, how to maintain your position.
Mm.
You make sure that you don't spend the whole year without releasing anything.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
Yeah. So apparently I actually don't think about doing so many songs in a year. It's not a matter of like knowing the number of songs you have, but what kind of song are you gonna sing to make you maintain your position or your level where you are? You got it? Yeah. So after trending, like after breaking through with the scissor, I did a Dui. Okay. Because I was still trying to look for a way to break through. You understand? So right about now, I am maintaining.
Is that why you are not so active in releasing songs?
Of course. It's not all about the number of songs you have, brother.
Now, you had a song
yep.
with Lady Irene.
Yep.
Before that, before you released the song with Lady Irene, how long had you taken without dropping a song?
I took even like a year or 2 years.
More than a year.
But I knew that I was a legend.
More than a year.
Yeah.
Why did you think that? Because you are talking of maintenance.
Okay, fine.
An artist being relevant by dropping song at least annually.
Okay, fine. I'd already left Legacy. Okay.
So which stage were you in if you had left Legacy?
Legendary.
Now, talking about you still.
Yeah.
You moved in from, you actually left Monster Family.
Yeah.
Which year was that?
That was 2014.
2014 to form your own. How do you tame your being independent and your being in Monster Musical?
I think after becoming an independent artist, it gave me a chance to discover myself though. You know, being a father ain't easy. Mm-hmm. And being a leader ain't easy. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. I went through a lot of challenges which a man faces.
Mm-hmm. And the challenges include?
There's so many.
Okay, well, of course, we're going to talk about the challenges. Yeah, man. But then you're still explaining to us how you take
okay. The challenges were like this. First of all, you know, being a fool. Okay? There were some people who loved you because
you are attached or affiliated to a group.
Yeah, that is it. Mm-hmm. Then I started getting my own fans. That's when I built Tough Music. You got it? Then it took me time, by the way. You know, I was intimidated by the fans of my former
your former crew.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I was intimidated by them, insulted. It even reached up to a certain level that we were not in good terms with Raga Python.
Your former boss?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We were not in good terms. Mm. But I didn't give up, bruh.
Now, talking about Raga Python, he's actually left with a week to come out.
Yeah.
How do you feel his absence in the industry has impacted?
The industry went kind of doom. Be then, honest.
Then you were his vice president.
Yeah.
At least you could have picked up after his.
No, absence. He was in prison when I'd already left.
Why did you follow the Legacy then? Because while with him, you could have copied how to keep the industry active.
Yeah. This industry means a lot. Mm. You understand? Mm. A lot of things which I couldn't explain to you, bro.
Okay.
Should I?
No, maybe time may not be your best ally,
yeah,
but
man.
I'll definitely give you another time for that.
Easy.
And then, your fans and the public generally complain a lot about your behavior.
Yeah.
Your behavior of drinking.
Mm.
Like you overboost. You tend to use alcoholic or drug substances a lot.
Which is true.
And why?
Which is true, but I don't do it much as they think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They don't know who Young Lemon is. Okay.
So who is Young Lemon in this case?
Young,
related to drugs.
Okay, Young Lemon is a very special, not related to drugs.
Okay, yes.
Young Lemon is a very special person in this industry. And they must give thanks to Almighty Jah that Young Lemon exists in their region. You know, there's this spirit of like discriminating, fooling, you know. I need that respect as well, brother.
Do you need, as a relevant artist, as a trending artist, as a legend?
Okay, I am a legend, but I deserve respect from you. The way you handle me is the same way I have to react to you.
Now, how does that relate to your attitude, your personal or social attitude? Or your attitudes in the public? Because they look at you as a drunkard now, a person who has lost it as an artist.
They don't know whom they're talking about.
So who are they talking about?
They're talking about a legendary big person.
And I love that defense. But anyway, now Lebon, you're doing a new project. Tell us more about the project.
Okay. Of recent, I did a project called Wudukuru. You understand? This world is very hard.
Actually, Wudukuru is the song we are going to sign out with.
That is.
Tell us about the song.
Wudukuru is a song that people should give their time to listen to the lyrics but not enjoy it.
So, for those who don't understand Lugbara, explain to them the meaning
means
of the song.
This world is too hard, but to persist. To make you succeed, first of all, you need persistence. You understand? Then you don't need to give up. You understand?
Yeah.
And never ever rely. You got it? Yeah.
You should learn to work on your own.
That is it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Courage.
Yeah, that is it. That is it.
And the song is, tell us where the song comes from, who, what.
Of course, it just comes straight from Stars Avenue.
Yes.
Later. And a beat. That's why I sounded Litton.
Actually, you're going to do a cappella of that song. But before you do it, where can somebody find you? Because we LP in his Karakata song said you actually disappeared. Town became hard for you. You ran to the village.
I wanted that person to be excused. But you're going to make me talk about something.
No, you can just summarize because you're talking
anyway,
about
Anyway, whoever doesn't have a village, look where you're taking the robo.
So you have a village, that's why you went to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to control the city from my village. Right now, I'm back to the city. Watch the space.
Now, in case somebody wants to get you, how can they link up?
Straight away to find me.
Yes.
Contact Basia Village. The contact, yeah, man.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that means we, in case you need Young Raymond for any gig, you can always contact me as Derek Passy.
Yeah.
By, of course, reaching us on the social media platforms, Facebook, Insta, Twitter, and the rest.
And don't forget, I still have so many projects to work here, though.
With Stars Avenue,
though.
And the Litton.
Zelle Loading. And I have my brother, Dr. Blue. By the way, we're forming a combination. That.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. A reggae artist and you, vocalist, it will match. It will really give a good match.
Yeah. So it's going to be something like tough agricultural music. You understand?
Tough agricultural music.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
And don't forget, I have a track that I'm working with PG.
Okay.
It's called Calm Down.
Calm Down. That will be after this.
Edry.
Then this time is going to be? Calm Down.
Yeah.
I see. So sample the listeners of the podcast. Your last song, Udukuru.
Udukuru, Dimbamba, Alena, Miano, Asu, Miesi, Mamba. Nyakuva, Dimbamba, Chalena, Miano, Asu, Miesi, Matete.
I love that. Thanks so very much, Young Lemon, for your time. And I must say, it has been my pleasure and honor to have the opportunity of hosting you on the podcast. I look forward to having you once again so soon. Otherwise, I remain yours truly, Derek Passy, and I've been coming from Stars Avenue in Onjivu under ProLitton. In case you need production, commercials, and any sort of production, you can always come here in Onjivu or contact ProLitton on 0775-804483. And we're also powered by Zamora Promotions. That's for your events, brand building, and all sorts of events organization. You can find Zamora Promotions in Kampala by contacting on 0786-666-322. We sign out with Udukuru from Young Lemon.
ask you, sir, my own, you go money, Tani Fendi. Leo, Papa, and it's Tani Fendi. I tell me, go up in the Vinny Minute, Tani Fendi. Yeah.